Today marks 30 years ago since the reset button was pushed and a new era ushered in as the nation's icon Nelson Mandela walked out of the Victor Verster prison after having spent 27 years of his life behind bars as a result of the apartheid government's unjust laws. Today we honour Madiba for his selfless commitment and his love for humanity. We remember his courageous fight against evil and for a fair, just and prosperous society, as well as his fight against a system that tore our nation apart and divided us by race. In his first address on the balcony of the Cape Town City Hall, we got a glimpse of the true servant leader he was, calling for peace, freedom for all, and an urgent need for the shaping of a new South Africa. He gave us renewed hope, making a clarion call to South Africans from all walks of life to work together to build a new South Africa and to ensure that the dreams and aspirations of our people become a reality. What we need in South Africa more than anything is another reset. And this week, SONA presents an opportunity for President Ramaphosa to support the call to build a new majority in South Africa, a new alliance of those who put our country's interests first, before party, and who are bound by a common vision for South Africa. This requires courage, a clear vision, and concrete action steps, and not just words and more talk. So tomorrow I'll be delivering an alternative State of the Nation address, which will set out a compelling case for a new reset in South Africa, for us to be able to get our country back on track, ensuring that we're living the ideals of Madiba and ensuring that his vision of an open, inclusive South Africa for all is realized.